Online education, the process of getting college credits or even degrees without setting foot on a college campus, is no longer a novel concept. It's an established reality in higher education, and the Triad's colleges and universities are embracing the trend. As they do, they're recognizing the potential and the limitations of distance learning. The Business Journal's Matt Evans covers this topic in the newspaper this week, and he joins us now. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
You report that the UN system offers more than 300 degree and certificate programs, and many of those are offered at our schools right here in the Triad. So what's fueled the push in this direction?
In a sense, it's just supply and demand. Much easier now to be able to supply basically the equivalent of a traditional classroom experience, and students are demanding it. Traditional age students grew up online, and that's what they understand, and older students need the flexibility that an online education can provide.
Is it just a course or two at a time, or can you get a complete degree?
Yeah, you can get as much education as you want, anywhere from a bachelor's all the way up through a doctoral degree. They may expect you to be on campus every once in a while. It depends on the structure of the program. But it's also possible to never step foot on the campus that's going to give you your diploma.
You know, our public universities have really taken a hit in recent years with a reduction in state funding. Does this open up a revenue stream for the public universities in particular?
Sure it does, but it also opens a cost stream, and you save money by not having to dedicate classroom space or parking spaces, things like that. But you earn money by enrolling students that you wouldn't otherwise be able to enroll. And the goal for now, anyway, is to not lose money at this whole thing.
So it's a wash right now, which I think will be interesting for people to hear. When these universities are thinking about their target audience, Matt, I mean, is it students on their own campus that are taking these classes online, or are they from far afield?
They would love them for them to be far afield. That's kind of the ideal, because that's expanding the base where the revenues can come from. But they do also need to serve their local populations, so they need to make sure they're designing courses that appeal to them as well.
You know, one of the things that you point out pretty well in this story is that online education has a track record now. So let's talk about some outcomes. Are there some disciplines that are taught more effectively online than others?
Yeah, UNC has been traditionally, in comparison, but how poorly they did. They looked at how many students would flunk out or get D's or get incompletes on in the various delivery methods. About half the time, there was a meaningful difference in the outcomes, and in almost all those cases, the online students did worse than the traditional students. It was math and social sciences and cultural studies that seemed to have the biggest deficits. Physical sciences was the only category where online students seemed to do better.
So if you are an education major, or you're studying English, or you're a psychology major, an online education might not be as good as, say, if you were taking biology classes or information technology classes?
You might feel like hands-on lab-type courses would be harder to deliver online, but that doesn't always match up with the actual outcome. So there's still a lot of research and understanding to be done on that.
You know, again, looking at outcomes, are there some folks for whom this is really ideally suited and some for whom it's not?
Yeah, well, if students who need flexibility, that's great. If you're a freshman in undergrad, maybe not so much. This UNC research kind of indicated that freshmen were the most likely to do poorly in an online environment. You may or may not recall your own freshman year, Justin, but for many of us, it was not a time marked by exceptional self-discipline, and that's something that online learning sort of demands.
You know, Matt, I actually do remember my freshman year. I was exceedingly well-disciplined. Okay, so I want to bring Wake Forest into this. You know, they're just getting into online education, and this is a school known for small classes and lots of face-to-face interaction. What's motivating Wake Forest to get into this distance education?
They kind of have to. It's expected, but they don't want to do it in a way that risks that model that they've spent so much time building. Their strategy has come after quite a bit of debate on campus. There are a couple of years they spent thinking about this, to sign on with a platform called Semester Online. It's a consortium of a number of similarly well-regarded schools, UNC, Chapel Hill, Emory, that sort. They're all developing their own online courses. Students and other members can take those courses for credit, and they can transfer the credits around. In fact, the idea is not to be able to earn a degree online, but rather to stay on track with a traditional degree while the student is off doing an overseas internship or some other kind of remote activity that they also really value at those schools, so they can keep up with those degrees by taking the classes online.
So there's a different model going on here at Wake Forest. Matt, this is an interesting report. I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
To read Matt's stories and more business news, go to the Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFTD with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.